going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, you are requesting my opinion on President Houseplant canceling some student loan debts. Believe you me, gentlemen, I'm going to go in on that at a later date. Why? Because all is not what it seems with that particular topic. Right now, I want to share with you a post that I saw on Facebook. Quote, unquote, "I'm not dating for looks no more. If you ugly and treat me right, bring your ugly ass on." Gentlemen, this post is absolutely disgusting. It is outright contempt in your face. Now, of course, this was posted by a black woman. So I sat back and I waited for the comment section. And gentlemen, I was not disappointed. However, I'm proud that the brothers actually stepped up and was like, "Nah, sis, I'll keep my ugly ass money to myself." That was the general sentiment. But women across the board, all ethnicities, actually chimed in on this. So I'm going to go ahead and break this post down line by line, what it truly means and why men actually fired back. First line, "I'm not dating for looks anymore." Now, when it comes to women, black women in particular have this idea that a man has to look a certain way. There have been plenty of black female matchmakers who quit because when it came to black women, looks trumped everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can find the videos of certain female black matchmakers who said, yeah, when it came to black women, looks was the most important thing before everything else. Now, when it came to other groups of women, they wanted the man's character because they understood looks, hey, whatever. Is this guy going to be a good man? But nope, when it came to black women, oh no, he has to look a certain way before she even considers him. And that right there has always been a major downfall when it came to black women and trying to get black men, especially since we all know that black women outnumber black men. "If you ugly and treat me right, bring your ugly ass on." That right there, that is absolutely despicable. So, if you're physically unattractive as a man, what's being said here is, I'll accept you. However, you're supposed to quote unquote treat me right. That statement is very ambiguous. What does it mean to treat you right? Does it mean be good, be a good man? The majority of black men are good men. It's just a simple fact that when it comes to black women, they will find a reason to reject them. Now, what does that mean, actually? Treat me right. Does that mean be of good moral character? You know, treat you with common courtesy? Or let me just go out on a limb with this one. Shut up, pay my way, and just be happy that I gave you a chance. I think that would be more in line with the quote unquote treat me right thing. Bring your ugly ass on. Wow. Just wow. Now let's reverse this. Let's reverse this. If this was a man that said, I'm not dating for looks anymore. If you're fat and ugly, but treat me right, bring your ugly fat ass on. That man would be crucified. He'd be crucified. He'd be doxxed. He'd be run off of social media. But as we live in an openly misandric society, men, you can't have any standards. However, it would seem that more particularly black women are making videos attacking the Passport Brothers. However, the Passport Brothers are firing back. So many videos I'm seeing. However, when you look at the women who are making these videos, and when I looked at the women who are making the most comments on this particular post, No. Overweight, ugly as hell. How in the hell is an ugly woman talking about she's willing to quote unquote accept an ugly man that treats her right? What? No. One of the commenters, I clicked on her profile. You talk about a face that only a mother could love. This woman had a face that could turn Medusa to stone. Seriously, this woman was hideous. Hideous. But yet, she had a lot to say. Oh, she wasn't the only one. The overwhelming majority of women were physically unattractive. They were. Now, we men, we definitely are visual creatures. However, we also know how to compartmentalize when it comes to a woman. But nowadays, gentlemen, understand this. He who has the gold makes the rules. Yeah. A lot of these women, they truly believe that what they have to bring to your life, you're going to sacrifice everything for it, which is what? An old box and new problems. However, more and more men, particularly black men, are saying, nah, you can keep that. All the old shaming tactics that you used to use on old boomer men and old Gen X men are not working on the young black men of today. Oh, no. And guess what? I'm proud to see it. Yes, young black men are exercising every option they have available to them. And it is a good thing. So, for you women who commented on this, for you women who are making videos dissing the travel bros, guess what? It's not going to work. More and more young black men and black men in general are running off the plantation. They've had enough. Besides, we know the stats. The overwhelming majority of black women are overweight at bare minimum. And of that, the majority of the overweight are obese. Then you add women whose faces look like they could scare a hungry Rottweiler off the back of a meat truck. Come on now. What is it that black men have to fight for? Not a whole lot. But anyway, this post, even though it's derogatory, it's misandric, guess what? It shows just how desperate these women truly are getting. However, gentlemen, hold the line. Leave these quote unquote strong, independent, don't need no man quains and women who think like them to their fate. And guess what? Winter is here and it's getting a hell of a lot colder. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Are you seeing more posts like this around social media where they're trying their best to, even though they're saying they need help, a lot of these women, their pride is going to be the end of them. As the old adage goes, the pride cometh before the fall. A lot of women are starting to fall, and guess what? In the spirit of Jezebel, they're going to be defiant to their final breath. Gentlemen, leave these women where they are. And yes, ladies, the power for a lot of you, socially, economically, has gone out. Feminism has gone out right along with it. Why? Because you're not seeing a lot of posts from feminists nowadays. You're still going to have your radical holdouts. However, in the mainstream, yeah, feminism has definitely gone underground. But gentlemen, let me reiterate, hold the line. And if you need be, walk away from these modern women and let them suffer. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.